Californians continue to stay at home during the coronavirus crisis. Capradia Reads has had to postpone some of our live author interviews. Like the rest of the world, we're not sure when these events will return, but in the meantime, we know that books can provide an escape. I'm Donna Epidoni. Join me as I talk with Capradio's Steve Milne and others about the books that keep us going. This is Capradio Reads.
With Capradio News, I'm Steve Milne. Capradio's Donna Epidoni joins us now. She's the regular host of Morning Edition and Capradio Reads. And for the past 6 weeks or so, she's been offering some reading suggestions, books to read while we're sheltering in place. But this week, she's going to be doing something a little bit different, offering someone else's selections.
Yeah, that's right. These are all fiction titles, and they were provided by Vicky Lurini. Vicky is the person who picks authors for our Capradio Reads author series, and she reads a lot more fiction than I do, so I asked her for a few of her favorites.
All right, what's her first pick?
It's a book that Vicky said is perfect for our times. A couple loses their home and their health, and they feel like they have nothing left to lose, so they set out on a walk, a trek really, along the southwest coast path of England. The path goes through some hamlets and some countrysides, through the regions of Cornwall and Devon. You can just feel the sea breeze on your face already, right? This book is about nature, of course. And because people learn about themselves on a trek, it's also about persistence and hope. It's called The Salt Path by Rainer Wynn.
Okay, so that book takes place in England. What about the next title? Is that one overseas as well?
Yeah, it's another story that takes place in England. A mystery. You know, the British are famous for their mysteries. A Bed of Scorpions, it's called, and that title just makes me cringe. But Vicky describes it as a classic amateur detective novel with a charming yet not cozy set of characters. It's an easy read, she says. It's set in the British publishing industry, and it's by Judith Flanders.
Okay, how about the third book?
This one is set in Ireland, outside of Dublin. It's about an elderly gentleman named Maurice Hannigan. He spends an evening toasting five people who made a difference in his life. His tribute tells us all about those five people, also tells you all about Maurice and what his life was about. Some of it is funny, and some of it is heartbreaking. The book is When All Is Said, from Anne Griffin. Aileen Hildebrand's Summer of 69 is an escape to a different coast, Nantucket. Four siblings go to their grandmother's house every summer. It's either a history lesson or a trip down memory lane, depending on how old the reader is. Lots about the Vietnam War and the civil rights movement and all the conversations that families were having in the summer of 69, with some parallels to today's discussions.
Donna Epidoni is the regular host of Morning Edition and Capradio Reads. Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome, and thanks to Vicky Lurini for her recommendations.
You can find more about these books and previous episodes in this series at capradio.org/reads.